Well, thanks for joining us today, Anna.
Thanks for having me.
And busy week this week for the Chamber. A few events going on, and you're also, applications are now in for the Chamber Board. You got a lot of activities this week. And kind of explain what's going on Friday. It starts on Friday.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, well, it is a busy season for us. And within the next month, there's a lot of great events coming up for the community. The first is this Friday. We're having a hometown Halloween in conjunction with Movies in the Park. All of our retailers have been really generous and have brought candy and goodies and treats to the Chamber. And we will be handing those out at Ald Park for the Movie in the Park, which is the Ghostbusters. And so come down to Ald Park at sundown for a great night of family fun. Wear your costumes and bring your blankets. It could be chilly, but what better way to kind of celebrate the season? And then the next day, on Saturday, October 29th, we have our annual fall auction that is a fundraising auction for the Chamber. And it's called a Spooktacular Bash for Cash this year. And we have a lot of great auction items, both silent and live auctions. And so it'll be a great night.
And you have some highlights for those auction items, some things?
Sure, absolutely. Let's see, everything from a football signed by Iowa Hawkeye players to gift certificates for oil changes, to tickets for a night out on the town in Knoxville. We have tickets for The Sound of Music, and then a gift certificate to the Swamp Fox, so you could have a night out of theater and dining. And so many of our retailers and businesses have been really generous, so we encourage people to come out. Tickets are on sale in advance. You can buy them all week here at the Chamber office, or you can buy them at the door. They're $12 a piece, or $2 for $20. So we encourage you to support your local Chamber and this really great event.
And that will be at Dyer Hudson Hall?
Correct, Dyer Hudson Hall. Things kick off around 5 o'clock. We have a social hour at 5 o'clock. And then throughout the evening to about 9 o'clock, we've got dinner and silent auction. And then live auction starts around 7 o'clock and runs hopefully through 9 o'clock.
Also coming up next month is the Living Windows and the Lighted Parade, big highlight of the year in Knoxville. What are you guys doing to get ready for that?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I think everything is in place. It's one of those events that is just a favorite in the community. And we're lucky enough to work with a great bunch of people who are part of the Mentor Book Club, Mentor Study Club. And they have worked diligently to fill all of the windows. And this year's theme is the Books of Christmas. And so hopefully all the different organizations and groups will be filling the windows, will be acting out scenes or depicting scenes from great classics, Christmas classics. So expect to see things from Polar Express or perhaps The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So it should be a great event, and we have everything from horse and carriage rides to a live reindeer this year. I think Frosty the Snowman will be making an appearance, and then who can forget Santa and Mrs. Claus. They'll be arriving in style on a fire truck, and we'll be actually located at the bandstand this year. We'll have a little bit more space so parents and grandparents can see their little ones sitting on Santa's lap. So we're excited.
All right. And then also going on in the Chamber right now, your replacement is being found.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a busy time of year, but what makes it even busier is that we'll be finding my replacement. Applications and resumes have been accepted, and that's now closed. And so we are currently reviewing all those resumes, and we'll be calling some back for interviews. And so I would imagine the next few weeks we'll be announcing the next executive director who will take the Chamber even to a better place, to the next level. So we're excited about that. I will be staying on board just to help that transition until the new director feels really comfortable in what they're doing. So we're excited about that. And then right along that, we are accepting nominations for new board members as well. And so this is a pivotal time for the Chamber because we're really looking at leadership and who's going to cast vision and direct us in the next few years.
And how will that timeline move forward for the board nominations?
Well, all of the nomination forms are currently in, and so this morning we're working on the ballots that will be sent out to all of our Chamber members, and then they will vote on 4 empty seats, and then those ballots are due back on November 11th, and then at that time we'll count the ballots, and then we'll notify the winners, and then make that announcement to the rest of our membership and to you guys, and let them know who will be directing the Chamber. And then the first meeting, a board meeting we have in December, they will sit in on that meeting just to acclimate and familiarize them with what's happening in the Chamber. And then in January, they will serve start serving officially as a board of director.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to touch on?
I think that's all. We want to encourage everyone to participate, to be a part of the hometown Halloween, dress up. We want people to just take time and be a part of this community and step in and say, you know, I'll volunteer, I'll help out. And it's a lot of great events coming up.
All right. Thanks very much, Anna.
Thank you.